You're listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Parang ang dami na pala ngayon ng 7 p.m. ano? Wow, it's good, it's good. Okay, you know what? Last week, meron tayong video for the men eh. Diba? Ano ba yung isang tunay na lalaki? Eh, tayo ba patatalo? Diba? So dapat tayo din meron. Ano ba ang isang tunay na babae? Okay, let's see the video.
Nilikha siya ng Diyos para sa mga lalaki, gano'n?
Wala, kapwa lang din tao natin, kapareho natin.
Isang mahalagang bagay sa buhay.
Nakakadagdag din, nakakatulong din para, ano, oh, protectionan siya ka, masolusyonan yung mga problema.
Maganda.
Maganda. Beautiful.
Kapagmahal. Ang isang babae para sa akin, ilaw ng tahanan.
Isang babae minamahal.
Siyempre, minamahal. Tapos na. Ayun na, wala na.
Babae, nagpapasya sa mga lalaki.
Isang babae, isang kagalang-galang. Dapat igalang at respetuhin.
Isang inspirasyon.
Ang babae ay ano, para sa lalaki.
Ang isang babae ay para sa lalaki.
Ang isang babae ay isang ilaw. Ilaw ng mundo.
Dapat ano, pinahalagahan yan.
Buhay ko.
Hininga ako. Kasi pag wala yun, parang wala na rin ako silbi.
Yung malalahan yun. Tapos caring. And maarte.
Ang isang babae ay mahalaga sa lipunan.
Babae ka, makinig ka magsalita.
Special.
Hindi ko alam.
Babae ay isang ina. Isang asawa. Mahalaga ang papel niya sa lipunan. Lalong-lalo na pag siya ay may responsibilidad. Kind of like to me,
pretty woman. Okay. So, may idea na kayo kung ano ang isang babae. Doon sa mga hindi nakakaalam. Okay. So, mahal itong babae, worthy of respect, kagalang-galang, source of joy. Isa naman, ilaw ng tahanan, ilaw ng mundo. Just want to qualify that, hindi po kami ilaw ng mundo, si Jesus po yun. Okay, the light of the world. Okay, ano pa ba? If you've been browsing recently sa Facebook, meron dong pinost si Miss Chryso eh. Babae ka kung wala kang bigote. Sino ba may bigote dito, babae? Okay, ano pa? Kung madami kang dadaanan sa mall o sa grocery, aside from dun sa store na pupuntahan mo. Okay, ganyan po ako. I like to window shop. Pabago-bago ka ng isip. Okay, fickle-minded. Ito, medyo nagkamali ako dito kanina. Akala ko kung walang mattress. Yung pala, mattress. Uterus pala yun. Okay, hindi ko maintindihan kanina. Tapos tanong ka ng tanong at madaldal ka. Yung katulad sinabi kanina. So ano po ba talaga ang... Paano ba tayo talaga dinesign ni God? Ano ba yung design ni God sa ating mga kababaihan? What is His blueprint for all of us women? Okay, alam ko, baka akala nyo, eh, pang women naman to. Pero you know what, men, you're gonna benefit from this. Okay, mas lalo nyo maintindihan mga kapatid nyo, nanay nyo, at mga asawa nyo. At mga office mate nyo, kaibigan yung babae. Okay, o, nilahat ko na. Okay, number one, we are created feminine. In Genesis 1, verse 27, let's look at that. Okay. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him, male and female. He created them. Okay. With emphasis on male and female. Hindi tayo latak. Okay. Porque nahuli tayong create, hindi tayo nakalimutan ni Lord. Ay, nakalimutan ko pala ang babae. Hindi po ganun. Kasama po talaga tayo sa wonderful creation ni God. Tayo po yung completer. Naka naman. Completer tayo. Okay. Chapter 2, verse 22. Nasaan na yun? So God, ayun ba yun? Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib. he had taken out of the man and he brought her to the man. Okay? So, galing po tayo sa tadyang, okay, sa side, okay, ng mga lalaki or ng nanlalaki ni Adan. He brought her to the man. If you're a woman here, you were God's idea. Hindi po kayo na ano lang, sumibol, parang singaw, okay. Hindi kayo aksidente, hindi kayo mere chance or chamba lang. Eh, nachambahan lang eh. Yung ano, nung nag-meet yung egg tsaka ano eh, sperm eh, yun. Di babae, di yun. Hindi po ganun. God already ordained your life before you were born. When you were still in the mother's womb, in your mother's womb, finoform ka pa lang. If, actually, before ka pa lang i-form, alam na ni Lord, ikaw ang panganay, ikaw ang pangalawa, ikaw ang bunso. Okay? Ano pa? You know what? Hindi rin aksidente na dahil because, kunwari, ikaw, siyempre, bata ka, alam mo, babae ka, pero hindi mo po pwedeng isipin na just because you were dressed up like a girl or given a toy for girls, luto-lutuan, dolls and everything, hindi po ikaw, hindi mo masasabing, ah, ganun pala isang babae. Okay. And you don't look to your dysfunctional families or cultural background. Okay, one of the If I may give an example, sa cultural background po natin, unang-una, we were influenced by the Chinese and the Indians, okay? There, sa kanila pong nation, they favor male babies. Why? Because they carry the name. And what else? Kasi nga, higher ang potential, yung earning ng mga lalaki sa mga Chinese. And they can take care of their parents when in their old age. Tapos ang sa mga Indians naman, aside from carrying the family name, ang mga babae daw matapos pag-aralin, okay? Ibigay lahat. Okay, nag-master's na, nag-PhD tapos ipapakasal mo lang, 'di ba? Tapos ang isa pa, ang dowry nila, grabe, malaki. So parang tipong mamumulubi ang isang family sa Indian culture. So somehow, it has brushed off sa ating kultura bilang Pinoy. Kasi siyempre, historically, ito yung mga sumakop sa atin. So somehow, nakukuha yun ng mga magulang natin. And siyempre, hindi natin sila masisisi. And number three, we should not consult our feelings. I've heard many of my classmates before elementary, high school, college, they would tell me, Rizel, I have a crush on this girl, and she is a girl. Parang, ha? Anong problema mo? May crush ka dun sa babae? Maybe you just admire her prettiness, but crush na tipong may emotion ka na, may tipong attachment and entanglement ka na dito sa tao na to. Doon nagkakaroon po ng confusion, and that's what the enemy has done during the time of creation. Nagkakaroon na po ng distortion of what it is really. What is a female all about? How God designed the female? Ano ba talaga? Babae ba talaga ako? O lalaki? Pero alam niyo po, our sex chromosomes are in every cell of our body. So hindi niyo po pwedeng ikaila, i-deny, itangge. Kahit pa anong pagpatong-patong, ilang layers pa ng patong yung damit ninyo, hindi kayo magmumukhang macho. Okay? Kahit na magpagupit kayo ng napaka-exe, hindi kayo magmumukhang macho. Si Lord ang nagbigay sa inyo ng design, you are a woman. Okay? Mahal niyo pa ba ako? Okay. Purposely, God created you as a woman. It's not a curse, kahit na sinusumpa na kayo ng tatay niyo at dahil hindi kayo ang tagapagmana. Okay? It's not a gift also. It is a gift, of course. We are created uniquely, special, and beautifully. Wow. Yes, parang ito lang nag-yes ha. Parang hindi kayo nag-agree na maganda kayo, that you are uniquely designed by God. There is no need to be insecure, mga kapatid, mga sister, mga mommies. And you don't have to prove yourself. Nasabi nyo, eh kasi yung mga kuya ko lang pinapabura ng tatay ko eh. O kaya sa office, sila lang nakaka, alam mo yun, going up to the corporate ladder. Sila lang nabibigyan ng chance yung mga men. Bakit kami hindi kami mabigyan ng chance? Okay? And if I may read from the 1828 Noah's Dictionary. It says there, the definition of femininity, okay, I'll just say it, as defined, okay, having the qualities of a woman, modest, graceful, affectionate, wow, tender, soft, delicate, and fragile. Parang ano, no? Parang babasagin, crystal, diamante. Sabi, kaya nga, diamonds are girl's best friend, ganun ba? We are compared to diamonds. Anyway, the woman was the finishing design. Okay? Sa creation na ginawa ni God, siya yung huling-huli. Pero sabi ko sa inyo, hindi po siya latak. Siya ang completer. Okay, walang aangal na men. God saved the best for last. Hindi kompleto talaga ang creation kung wala tayo. Biro nyo, ito. Think about this. If there were two men in the creation, nandito kaya kayo? Oh, diba? Oh, wala. Kaya, God created Adam and Eve at hindi si Adam and Steve. Oh, yan. So, how do we display femininity in all our relationships? Siyempre, may single tayo, may married tayo. Pagka ba ikaw CEO, paano mo tatratuhin yung mga office mate mo na laki? Bossing ka talaga. O ano? Anong problema natin? Ganun ba? How do you correct a guy who is your subordinate or is your peer? Are you going to correct him in public? You know what? You are undermining his leadership. And that is not what God wants us to be as women. We should respect them. Yun pong una-una. Kung kukorek naman natin, medyo isang tabi. O ano, kailangan kasi ganito eh. Ganyan. Okay? Hindi mo tinitira yung kanyang leadership, yung kanyang everything about his manhood. Wala kang kwenta. Ano ba itong ginagawa mo? You respect the guy. You respect the men in your life, even your fathers, even though however they are so cruel to you. Hindi po conditional yung mga command sa atin ni God to respect and obey our fathers. So yun, one thing then about, there's really nothing wrong being a CEO or president, a lady boss. But I'm speaking to the married. If you're a person who has a high position, please, when you come to your house, the CEO there is your husband. It is not you. Even if you're the one who's bringing in the bacon, even if you're the one who is the breadwinner, even if you have the highest salary, okay, sabihin na natin, higher salary, sabihin natin walang trabaho yung asawa mo, give him due respect. You know what? When we respect our men, they are empowered. Hindi po sila nagiging, alam mo yun, feeling inutil. All the more, mas lalo pong gumagwapo, tumitindi yung pagmamahal niya sa inyo. Okay? Give him the decision, okay? Alam ko, there are times we think we are more wiser than men. Okay? I just want to say this lang. Qualify ko lang. Akala natin ganun. Pero you know what? We become more wiser when we submit to their leadership. Okay, so yung pong gift ni God ng masculinity and femininity, hindi po yun aksidente. And He never intended that. Okay? Para pagsabungin yung lalaki at babae. Okay? Na, mas magaling pa ako sa asawa ko eh. Kaya CEO ako ngayon, o kaya bisor ako ngayon, o kaya manager ako ngayon. The more feminine we become, the more men they become. Wow. Mas lalong nagiging lalaki sila. The more God is being glorified. Okay? So, number two, designed to be a suitable helper. Ayan. Genesis 2, verse 18 first. Let's look at verse 18. The Lord God said, "It's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." I would like to address first the single women. You know what? When I was still single, praying to God, I really have to, syempre, bilang Kristiyano, conviction, word of God, wait, pray, prepare. kailangan po ganun yung ating mindset. Hindi yung look around, fish around. Alin kaya dito? Ah, baka pwede siya. Ah, compatible ata kami. Alam mo yun, you try to flirt, manipulate men. Eh, kasi mukhang mas bagay kami. Diba? And not just minsan single men, minsan ang binibingwit, mga married. Okay? Thinking that, eh, compatible kami eh. Alam mo yun, saltay, whatever. We have the same, alam mo yun? Length, ano ba yun? Wavelength, brain length, brain waves. Okay. Anyway, so you know what? It is God who declared that it's not good for the man to be alone. Okay, so God was the one who made man, okay, be aware of his need for a woman. Kung natatandaan nyo, sa time of creation, there was a time na, create na lahat, nandun na si Adam, sabi niya, oh ikaw, pangalanan mo lahat ng mga animals. Hindi, pinangalanan niya. Pero, deep in his heart na, ano na niya, parang, wala dito yung kauri ko eh. Wala yung mga, yung ano na naglalakad. Meron nga doon, unggoy, nakagano naman. Di ba? Parang, mabalahibo naman. Parang, hindi ko to kauri. So, naghahanap siya ng somebody to fellowship with. Somebody na companion niya. So, here, you know what? When we go ahead of God, sometimes nagiging, alam mo yun, minsan, alam na natin, Kristiyano na tayo, and we go ahead of God. Ano yun, na minsan namamali, nalilihis, tumatagal lalo ang paghihintay. Okay? You know what? The Lord is going to open the eyes of that man if he is here. Do you think he's here? If he is here, medyo manhid, medyo hindi pa talaga ikaw nakisisilayan ng iyong kagandahan. Talagang focus siya sobra kay Lord. Okay? Which is good. And that's one thing how you can make your ears sharp is when you listen to the Lord. Okay? And you know what? Once the time comes, as you pray, wait, and prepare, darating yung time, yung mga elepante, mukhang elepante o mukhang giraffe, mawawala yun. Ikaw ang siyang makikita niya. Ikaw ang mag-stand out. So, si Lord na to eh, hindi na kayo mag-strive. Hindi na kayo parang pipilitin nyo lagi. Di ba? Ang hirap na lagi nyo pinipilit na napupunta sa inyo. Minsan, unggoy. Di ba? Minsan, ahas. Minsan, leon. Roar! Minsan, di ba? So, ayun. I have, okay, ito hindi ko to ginawa kanina eh. Meron ba tayo dyan? Oh, sige, ako na lang. I have a prayer, okay, na na-encounter ko. Somebody share this with me. Prayers for different single woman. At age 15, Lord, give me Superman. At age 18, Lord, give me a cute man. At age 20, Lord, give me the best man. At age 30, Lord, give me a good man. Bumaba na yung standard, ano? Kanina best, ngayon good. At age 50, Lord, give me sino man. Sino man na lang, okay? At age 60, Lord, maawa ka naman. Sige na. Ang tumatagal na to. 50 anyos na ako. Oh, at age 60, oh, meron pa, may hirit pa. Sorry, 70. Lord, kaya ko pa naman. Huling hirit, 80. Lord naman, bakit naman ganyan? Buhay pa ba siya? Ay, nako. Let's go back to Genesis 2, verse 21. Okay, verse 21. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. Okay. Woman was made out of man's rib. Hindi po tayo galing sa putik. ayaw natin ng putik. Pero maganda yun kasi nga, out of the putik, God created a man for us. Wow. Ribs are the bones nearest to the heart. Okay. Ito po yung nagpo-protect sa vital organs natin, ang ribs. So, one thing pa, closest to the heart, so ibig sabihin, wow, something is very special. Okay? And it is the heart of the emotional life. Heart is the center of the emotional life. Kaya po tayong mga babae, we easily get hurt, naiyak tayo, naemo, natatakot. Lahat natin emotion, naramdaman natin, okay? Ayan. Eve was taken from man's ribs because God intended her, for her to stand beside him and not below him and not behind him and not above him. Mm-hmm. Not above po, hindi tayo ang boss, okay? A man was created to be a performance-oriented being. Okay, kaya sabi niya, galing siya sa dust, he was a creature of the soil. He likes to work. He finds his worth in work. Kapag ka medyo na, ano siya, there's failure in work, syempre na, they disappoint, na frustrate. Pero tayo ng mga babae, the woman was designed to be a relational being. Why? Because, sabi nga, galing tayo sa rib, close to the heart. We are creature of the heart. And sometimes tayo mga babae, since medyo emong tayo and we value relationship, ang sakit po pag nabe-betray tayo. So, yun. Sa men, it's failure in their work. Tayo po naman, betrayal sa relationship. So, okay. God, okay, let's proceed to, okay, here. So, kanina, I just touched on the single women. Ngayon naman po yung married. So, sa married, iba sabi niya, designed to be a suitable helper. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng suitable? Di ba, suitable fit? Kayo ba nakapagsuot na ng malaking damit? Di ba, mukha kayo nakakatawa, di ba? Ang pangit. Parang, sa mga women, gusto natin yung mga designer clothes. Yan. Na, okay. So, ano ba? Maganda rin kung may magbe-bless sa atin, di ba? Parang hindi ukay-ukay. Okay, what else? Suitable, fit, helper. Ano kaya yung helper? Feeling natin katulong tayo eh. Parang gusto lang, sige lang, honey, sunod lang tayo ng sunod, oo lang tayo ng oo. Ganun ba ang katulong? Ganun ba yung, sige, pagsisilbihan, hugasan ng paa, ganun ba yun? Parang masyado na atang pang-aaba sa ating design, pagiging babae. Hindi po ganun. Actually, ganun, culturally, may pagkaano po tayo eh. But God wants that to be redeemed. Okay? So, you know what? According to Dave Magalong in his book, Manhood by God's Design, Ezer means help, succor, support. It is most probably a derivative of the verb azar, not azar. Hindi po tayo pang-azar sa buhay ng mga lalaki. It's a primary root which means to surround. Wow, sinusurround natin yung ating men. And thus meaning to defend, protect, and aid and support. It carries the idea of strength or power that supports or rescues. It indicates that the woman is to be a source of strength and support for the man as his partner in the work God has given him to do. Grabe, no? Hindi pala ka tayo katulong. Grabe. We are a source of strength for a man. And kahit hindi pa ho tayo mag-asawa, single tayo, or single moms, whoever you're working with right now, you can give your support to that man. Okay? So, grabe, yung dinesign talaga ni Lord tayo. Kakaiba. And if I may just talk to the women here, you know what? You are a married woman and you are the suitable wife for your husband. You are not the suitable wife for your ex-boyfriend or your cute office mate, okay? Or your best friend's husband. You are the wife of your husband. Wala na pong iba. Wala pong sasabihin, ay, kasi mag, parang, alam mo, nung nakausap ko siya minsan, parang compatible talaga kami. Yung asawa ko, medyo may ano, walang pakialam, makapal, ang ano mo yun, walang pakiramdam. Eh ito, talagang nakikinig sa akin. Alam na alam niya yung nararamdaman ko, sasabihin ko palang, sinabi na niya. Diba? Naiisip ko palang, ina-express na niya sa akin. Tumutuloy pa. Okay? So, those are lies straight from the pits of hell. You don't believe that. God called you to be married to the person you're married with, of course. Your husband. Kaya, if any of you right now, ano kayong gagawin ko? Parang gusto ko na ata makipag-iwalay bukas ah. No. Kristiyano po tayo. Kristiyano kayo. You know what? You are here for a purpose. And you are here to hear this message. You know what many wives think? That because they are always in conflict, naku, wala na, umaga, araw, gabi, lagi na lang nagkakagulo, lagi na lang di magkaintindihan. Nandiyan na yung, wala, kung ano-ano. Okay? So, nasa isip natin, gusto na natin hiwalay ang asawa natin. It is God who has put you together. You remember that. Let no man, nothing separate you. No matter how bad or wrong your relationship started, di ka man pa Kristiyano nung time na yon, you had a living in relationship, ngayon na nandito ka na, past is past, kaya nga nandito kay you want a brand new life. You want a brand new marriage with that same person. Okay? So, wag po nating gawing excuse na, eh, hindi mo kami nag-start ng maayos, eh. Hindi naman siya Kristiyano, hindi rin ako Kristiyano. O siya, hindi Kristiyano, akong Kristiyano. Hindi po. Kung ano po yung nilagay ni Lord, kayo na po yun, the Lord is going to redeem that. Iaayos po yan ni Lord. Sa pamagitan po ng ano? Ng salita ng Diyos. Sa pamagitan pa ng pag-attend nyo ng Victory Group. Okay? Mas lalo kayong matuturuan din doon kasi you share with one another. You pray with one for one another. Okay. Here, the Lord is going to give you the grace to make you suitable for Him and Him for you. Okay? And secondly, submission po. You know what? When the serpent tempted the woman, she tried to take the lead and there was confusion in the role of the man and the woman. Grabe po. Na-impluwensahan niya yung kanyang ano, asawa. Okay? Lakas ng dating, ano? That time po, Eve was just so contented being in the garden, in that paradise. Pero when that serpent talked to him, oh, parang kulang pa ata yung kailangan niyo dyan eh. Para bang, alam niyo, pag merong salesman, kakatok sa inyo, uso pa ba yun? Sabi na, oh, wala kang vacuum cleaner. Ah, alam mo itong vacuum cleaner na to? Kayong humigop ng kahit na anong, ano, na kahit na anong dust. Okay? So, ikaw naman, kontento ka na sa walis tambo, pandakot, map, nayanig ka tuloy. O nga, mas mabilis yun. Ito, nakakapagod. Eh yun, mas mabilis. Hindi ako mapapagod gano. It's the same thing with relationship. When God has put you together in that relationship, however na medyong conflict, part po yan ng mag-asawa, part yan ng family life, kahit tatay, nanay, mga anak, may conflict eh. Pero let God allow Jesus to work in that relationship. Be submitted to His Lordship po. So yun nga po, pagka tayo, when we tend to deviate from what the Lord has already set up, okay, yung structure ni God, man as our leader, tayo mga babae, minsan matigas ang ulo. We tend to, alam mo yun, make decisions out of impulse. Tapos, hindi natin kinukonsulta, sasabihin yung ganito, pero white lies, okay? Hindi sinasabi, or there are times, talagang deliberate, gagawin ko to. Wala naman siyang say dito, ako naman gumagastos dito sa bahay, ako naman nagpapaaral sa mga bata eh. So, kita niyo po yun, what the enemy has sown in our families. Grabe po yung, well, not just conflict, but talagang he's going to destroy it. He's going to separate families. So ano po ba dapat nating stand? Anong posture po natin doon? Bilang wife, kailangan po nating irespeto ang ating mga asawa. This is the context, in the context of marriage, okay? We have to respect and submit to our man. Kasi kung tayo po ay lalabas, okay, dito po sa binigay ni Lord na structure sa atin, lalabas tayo sa leadership niya, grabe po, wala tayong blessing. Para tayong nag-strive. It's like, alam mo yun, hitting something against the wall. Parang wala, walang blessing. Okay? So, you know what? It's also not a weakness. Humbling yourself, submitting yourself is not a weakness. Hindi po, ay babae, papasubmit. Parang hindi ko ata kaya yun na. Ginagawa lang yun ng nanay ko eh. Kasi binubugbog siya ng tatay ko eh. Hindi po ganun. Let, now that you are hearing God's word, let the word of God renew your mind. Kahit man merong ganong dysfunctional po sa family natin. You know what? We are our husband's strength. Kalakasan po tayo ng ating mga asawa. He cannot fulfill the work God has called him to do without our support, without our submission, without our respect. To the leader of the house, I want you to listen. The men, our dedicated, faithful provider, please lead your wives and your children in the Lord. Don't allow us, women, your wives, okay, to take control by being passive and irresponsible. Just want to say that again. Don't allow us to take control by being passive and irresponsible. When you show your leadership, you tell us that you love and care for us. When you show your leadership, you tell us that you love and care for us. 100 pogi points kayo. Parang tahimik. Di ba kayo believe dun? Totoo po yun. To the suitable helpers, the wives, let us respect our husband's leadership. When we submit to our husbands, we submit to God. So God's blessing, it will not be hindered. Tuloy-tuloy po, umaapaw po ang blessing because we are operating under their leadership. Okay? In Colossians 3 verse 18, it says there, wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Sinasabi po ni Lord. And it's Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9. Pagka po tayo doing things together, okay, in one accord, this is what happens. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. The one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, but a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Alam nyo yung pong three doon, bakit three? Kasi sa lahat po ng rope, ang three strands, maan po yan, matibay. And the third, kung yung three na yun, three strands, signifies tayo po, ating asawa, tayo, at saka po si Lord, working together to make this marriage a success. Okay, you know what? Behind every man is a great woman. There are a lot of men out there who are mediocre. Alang okay lang. Medyo tatamad-tamad. Potential, okay lang. Naabot, pwede na rin. Puro pwede na. Simply because their wives do not support them. Wow, tayo pala may kasalanan nun. Okay? And we don't bring them to greatness. You know what? There are a lot of mediocre men who are designed, who are destined to become great men. Who are becoming great men because their wives love and support them. Whatever God has called your husband, doctor man siya, engineer man siya, operator man siya, call center agent, teacher, government employee, taga-wales, taxi driver, jeepney driver, tricycle driver, if we are, as wives, we support them. Mas lalo pong magiging magaan sa kanilang mag-provide, magiging magaan sa kanila na mag-lead. Okay, I want you to take that. here. In number three, the last point ko po, intended to nurture. Genesis 3 verse 20, it says there, Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. Okay, nurture. Tayo po mga babae, ginawa po tayo ni Lord, dinesign tayo para mag-bear ng children. Although nakalagay ito, the name Eve, it says here in Hebrew, it means Shava or life giver. Di ba alam nating life giver si Jesus? Pero tayo, if in our context, we are life bearers. We have the ability to mother, to receive, to carry, and bear young. I don't know with you, ako na-amaze talaga ako whenever, alam mo yun, yung conception, yung pag-develop ng fetus sa loob ng womb, grabe, unti-unti, nagkakaroon ng, nagpo-form yung body, nagkakaroon ng mga kamay, di ba, ng fingers, everything, nabubuo yung mata, vital organs, grabe, yung mga intricacies ng, ano, ng kabuuan ng tao, the details, talagang nilagay yun lahat doon ni Lord. At nag-work in synergy. Talagang in unity para mabuo ang isang tao. So, you should be amazed. You should be grateful that you're a woman. That you can bear children. And there are times, minsan, binabaliwala natin. Those who get into a wrong relationship, we just abort it. Baliwala lang. We just give our children. So, you have to love, you have to be grateful, you have to embrace you as a nurturer. So, talking about nurturers, how can we nurture our husbands and our children? By taking care of their needs. Taking care of the house, syempre. We have to be domesticated. Praying for them, giving them faithful instruction and encouragement. To the single ladies, you don't have to wait na kung kailan kayo may asawa, saka pala kayo matututong magluto. Okay? Maglinis ng bahay, magayos ng bahay, mamalengke, and all the like. Lahat ng mga ginagawa ng isang babae. Huwag niyong asahan na, magaling naman magluto yung asawa ko eh. Kahit na. Make an effort to show your man that you can cook. You can learn a skill. Okay? So, how do they nurture itong mga single women, mga moms na soon to be or praying na magkaroon sila ng anak? Okay? You know what? They can nurture other kids by yung mga pamangkin, taking them out, treating them, okay? Pasalubong, di ba? Spending time with them, sharing the word of God to them, okay? Teaching them, discipling them. Ano pa? Reaching out to other people's children by tutoring or sponsoring them, those who need education, like in real life. And you know what? It's really very important that as Christians, as women, obeying God's word, we should have the compassion to disciple the young generation. You know what? Ako, I'm really all out salute. Talagang bow down ako kay Miss Liza Cocueco. She has done a tremendous job in discipling the generation, the young generation. She even started in Faith Christian School. Talagang faithful. Even until now, her students look up to her, Ma'am Liza. Sometimes some of the parents would call her, Liza, anong gagawin natin sa anak ko? So talagang grabe talaga yung influence and impact niya. Ako, I would just be parang hindi na ako magugulat na yung mga magiging anak niya. Okay? Talagang godly, righteous leaders of the land. So we have to start praying for that man. Okay? Okay, imagine the future na lang po of a nation if women will nurture a generation. One woman, single ka man, married ka man, makes a difference. Okay, ito na po tayo. Ang ating pong main point, women are created in God's image to glorify Him by fulfilling His design in our lives. So I hope you appreciate God designed you as feminine, okay? Hindi po aksidente na kayo'y babae. That you are a suitable helper, whether you have a husband or you are supporting somebody in your work. And you are a nurturer. You know what? I want to challenge all of you that you embrace this design God has given you. Can we all bow down our heads? I just want to address this women, the women in the house, all the women. We're going to pray together because I know, ako rin po, in one way or the other, I have moved away from the plan of God, from the design God has given me. Lord Jesus, we just come before you. Lord God, we repent, Lord God, of not living, Lord God, according to your design. Lord God, according to the blueprint that you have for us. Lord, we repent, Lord God, for, Lord God, we have shown disrespect, intimidation, manipulation, Lord God, putting down and even hindering the men in our lives, be it our boss, our fathers, our husbands, to be the man God called him to be. Lord God, I pray that you, Lord God, forgive us. Lord God, I pray that you would help us, Lord God, start anew, Lord God. Create in us, Lord God, a heart, Lord God. Lord God, for change, Lord God. A heart, Lord God, to embrace, Lord God, this newfound revelation, Lord God, of our design. Father, thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord God, that you are going to give us the grace, Lord God, to move, Lord God, to walk, Lord God, according, Lord God. Lord God, to your commands, Lord God, regarding, Lord God, we as women, Lord God, as Lord God, support, Lord God, and Lord God, suitable helpers, Lord God, to the men in our lives. Father God, I just want to, Lord God, bless, Lord God, these women right now. And if you're a single woman right now, and you've been waiting and waiting, and sometimes you end up manipulating, you end up doing things your own way. I want you to know that God has something, has someone best for you. The right person in His time. I just want to encourage you to wait on the Lord, to pray and seek His face. Lord, I lift up to you these women, these single women. Lord, thank you that, Lord God, you're going to give them, Lord God, the grace to persevere, the grace, Lord God, to wait. And even, Lord God, in the times, Lord God, of their waiting, Lord, I pray that you would help them, Lord God, prepare. Enable them, Jesus, Lord God, to know what it is, Lord God, how to prepare, Lord God, for the time, Lord God, of marriage. Lord God, that she will prepare, Lord God, for that man. Lord, I even pray, God, that she will involve herself, Lord God, fully, Lord God, in your work, making her fruitful and not making her idle. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I even bless, Lord God, the wives, Lord God, all the wives here. I know that, you know what? Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. You are not just submitting yourself to your man, to your husband, but you are doing this, you are submitting to the Lord, and God is going to reward your faith, because some of you here right now, you've been wanting that na madala nyo yung mga hindi pa Kristiyano na mga asawa nyo, na yung mga asawa nyo na sinasaktan kayo, binubugbog kayo, na binibigyan kayo ng mga sakit ng ulo or kaya ng biniverbal abuse kayo. I want you to know that God can see what is happening. He is the one who can sympathize with our weaknesses. Lord, salamat, Panginoon, na nakikita mo, Jesus Christ, ang pinagdadaanan nila. Salamat na kaya mong i-deliver sila, Panginoon, sa ganitong sitwasyon by making them, Lord God, a salt and light in that family. By making them, Lord God, as, Lord God, prayer warriors, Lord God, for their husbands. And prayer warriors, Lord God, for their children. Father, salamat, Panginoon, that there is a light in the end of the tunnel, Lord God, that salvation will just sweep through their family. Lord, we claim salvation. And we even claim, Lord God, that, Lord God, yung pong mga marriages na there's a, Lord, strained relationships. Lord God, there's a betrayal, Lord God. Lord, Ikaw, Panginoon, Lord God, ang author ng marriage. Lord God, Ikaw, Panginoon, ang siyang bumuo ulit, Panginoon, ng, Lord God, kung ano man yung nasira, kung ano man yung ginawa ng kaaway, Lord, Ikaw ulit ang magbubuo nito, Panginoon. And hindi mo nahahayaan, Panginoon, na magwagi ulit ang kaaway, because I know men and women would just embrace your truth and run with the truth, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, I bless their marriages, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name.